So welcome to The Perfect Business by The Automated Method. I'm your host, Jason Grant, and this is a micro podcast of approximately 15 minutes. Hashtag no filter. I say whatever I want. And this is a journey. So we're doing a 30-day journey because it's making it easy for me to get back into the habit of this micro podcasting. Plus, I can also express a lot of these ideas of what I think a perfect business is for you, for your business owner, not owner. All right. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a little bit of a strange topic today. It's not strange, but maybe it's a necessity to continue going forward because this is how, what happens. You can turn all this stuff on. You can present this perfect ecosystem. There's a lot of chance that you're going to fall back into old habits. And that, I think, is muscle memory. You're a process defender. You're afraid to try new things. I'm going to be honest with you. You got to ask yourself questions along the way because I think maybe you don't even want to do it. Right? This is that I have to work because work equals money, so I have to. I get that. I understand that. What I'm getting at is people's behavior when they could be using better technology to interact with their peers and their team or business to business, and they don't because they just selfishly have this like silo-based mentality and they're not looking at managing anybody's expectations other than their own, and they're just reaching and grabbing for anything that solves a problem instantly for themselves right away. That's a lot of people using technology. Think about email and just playing tennis with someone over and over and over again. Reply, reply, to reply. And you, if you're not the person sitting in front of the desk with the email client open 24/7, then you're upset. Then you're upsetting the other side, right? So it's a time thing. It's a time response thing. So I'm going to tell you a few stories here. One. You can analyze when you're someone like me and you're a people watcher and you're like an amateur social behavioral scientist, I guess, and I love psychology. Depending on how people use technology at a distance, even digitally, you know, investigating whatever they, however they use it, and they maybe even how they sent an email and they wrote it, what time they sent it, that when it was delivered, etc. If they use SMS, etc., how they use Slack. You can tell very quickly if they don't want to do it. So what I'm saying right now is that there's a lot of people that don't want to do anything, maybe because of how they don't know, how they don't have a better way taught to them that isn't as intrusive or, you know, aggressive as whatever the technology is that they're using currently. And you can tell that, like I can tell that just by like so many things I look at, so many things I look at. I have so many barometers, so many tests, so many litmus tests, so many everything to kind of figure out what's going on so that I can kind of help, you know, so the automated method can help so that there's like a path of least resistance change maybe that can happen in this, in your ecosystem. But I'm going all over the place here for a second because I'm saying that by poorly using technology, you look like you don't want to even do anything to maybe the other side of the communication relationship, however that may be, whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think it's really forward to evolve with technology because it's not supposed to be continuously offensive. For one reason alone is that it's duplicating human behavior to make things easier for you and other people, not just you, other people. So that's like when I always refer to that check first, ask second, you know, like check the platform. Maybe you don't have to ask. It's right there. Chances are you don't. Chances are you don't. So this is day 25 and we're going to talk about time. My favorite subject. I've done many years of day counting. So what a day count is instead of looking at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you look at day one of 365, for example, day two, day three, day four, day five. What it does is it you start to change your measurement of time in a year. It's a lot easier to look at 30 days, 50 days, 60 days, 7 days, 10 days. It's a lot easier to let yourself down numerically as well. So if you have goals, like so if there's something that you want to get done, you feel like shit a lot quicker when you can see a numeric number less than 365. So if you said, hey, I want to write a book. Here we go, Jason, this goddamn book. If I want to write a book in a year, okay, let's say, for example, that's a good example. And you're counting the days and it's like 360 and you haven't even started. Well, that means you got 65 days left and it should really start to kick. It forces you to feel guilty about time. Now, that's because I wanted to value it in a way that I could use to my advantage, trying to get to the bottom of why people aren't really optimizing things. Like, I wanted to know what it's like to have as much free time as possible. Like, I wanted to know what free time really felt like. I wrote a post-it note in one of the condos I lived in a long time ago that said, "Are you free yet?" And I just saw it in my feed today when I was cruising around because I wanted to look for it before I started this video. I think so. What I mean by that is that I know what the value of time is, and I'm not distracted in a way that I feel like I'm wasting time doing something I don't want to do. And still owning a business because I love not being an employee, right? Like I love having my creative energy spent on the business, not in it. There are things that I have to do sometimes in it, but for the most part, I've converted the word work to help because let's be honest, what am I doing right now, right? What am I doing right now? I'm speaking into a microphone, recording through an iPhone, posting this in multiple platforms on the internet, probably, and you're listening and watching. Like, what am I getting from that? Sure, yes, there's some catharsis in there, but I do feel like that helping is because I'm selling this perfect business to someone out there that wants to have as much free time as possible so that either they can use that to creatively enhance their business idea or have another hobby or start another business. But this optimizing your mortal life should be what the perfect business is for. Like part of one of the things that you can have because of the perfect business is this different lifestyle, a different way of using technology personally to keep your business over here, and you can, you know, only executive decisions come at you when necessary. You know, I've already talked about all this stuff. You as an owner have to analyze your time. You have to figure out what it's worth to you, what you're doing with it, and like, what does your time cost analysis per transaction? What is it? That's what I wanted to talk about. That's where I'm segueing to. And that is when you really become this, like, you become fascinated with operations. You'll be like, holy shit, that takes 5 hours, but if I use Zapier, it's instantaneous and I never have to do it again. Zapier. You see, like, the transition to solutions is time-based, right? A lot of them. And also, if you see time, then you can understand bandwidth. Bandwidth being like how much someone can focus and do in one day without burning out at like an optimal level, you know, like a human robot in a way. Most people aren't working 8 hours straight a day or even 16 hours straight a day. Like there's no way. There's like time in between making decisions, checking your phone, whatever. It's not like a full stream. It's like an ebb and a flow of engagements yet all throughout the day. It's not like, sure, there's labor. I always know that people will say this to me. They'll be like, what about labor? I'm like, yes, I know. That is a little different than what I'm talking about, but it still applies. You can't work for 15 hours. You're not working like 15 hours straight. There, you're doing things in between, but there are, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a straight 15 at 100. Some people will argue that, and I disagree, because, you know, you have to sit down, you talk, you look on your phone, whatever. Like, these breaks in these minutes break that hour down, break that, all those hours together down. Anyway, so once you start analyzing time, you get addicted to saving it, and then you can apply it somewhere else like a currency, which is what I wanted to talk about. It's better for everything, okay? And then, so with the perfect business, why would you want a dashboard? That saves time. It's real time. You wouldn't have to print out reports. If you know your bandwidth calculations for tasks, and you know your scale, and you know your supply and your demand, these are just numbers. This is all just math. So now when you do that insert human, it's like plus one human, very efficiently, it's almost like perfection, because you're not guessing and you're not just grabbing at people and buying people's time. So you don't have to scale like to 12 when you would only have to scale to 8. Right? These numbers make sense, and and it's better for your profit. It's better for your margins. It's better for everything, right? Tighter, leaner, better. That's what time analysis is for. So, you know, journal like I did. So I'm counting the days. I journaled. I started to see where I wasn't very functional, when I was, what times of the day, what I like to do, all that stuff. It sounds so cheese, but it freaking works. And that's where the addicted to shortcuts comes in, because like now I'm like a path of least resistance person. I do understand the social aspects of, say, office structure, say a corporate environment, as they would say, you know, or just like, because it's not the same over Zoom. But what I'm getting at is there's a lot of lull and lag in that structure, and yes, it's stress relief when not everybody's busy as fuck, running around like crazy. You know, maybe some people are remote, maybe some people aren't. You know, maybe some people are super efficient with Slack, maybe some people are not. Maybe some people are still using email like Slack when they shouldn't. See what I'm saying? Like that type of thing, there is a lot of wasted bandwidth in there, and maybe it's for a reason, so that you can keep this culture of your office or your HQ or your business a little lighter. You know, like you demand, there are things that are demanded inside this ecosystem from the people, from your team, but you don't expect them to work for like 12 hours straight digitally to like get something done, because you want them to have a good experience along the way. Totally get it. But if you can alleviate the stresses of them having to make a lot of decisions with, say, automatic technology, so you replace a lot of their decisions with automatic technologies, you're saving time for them too, for you and for them. You see? So this time analysis is super important. There's so much waste. So much waste. There's like, it's ridiculous. And then it comes to a head. It always does, because like something is demanded immediately while other things are kind of in the queue. So like, let's automate everything as much as possible it just gets better. It just gets better. All right. I'm going to close with the way that I call it, like experimental technologies. Okay. Why you would want to work with the automated method, and why you would want the perfect business, is because you can't really go extremely future forward with these SaaS platforms and with, you know, all the operations and all the right choices unless you have an understanding of all of it together, as how it works with time and money. And then you don't mind experimenting with these new technologies that are even further than like the baseline. All right. That's what I wanted this to talk about, was if you understand the value of time now, then you, if you get there, if you get where I am, turning on more experimental stuff and future forward things, getting involved at, like, as a hobby in some of the betas of things, even like just nothing that'll break the business, but like just get a little bit addicted to it because it only gets better. And that's a necessity for you owning the perfect business. All right. That was it. That's we're getting to the point where the SaaS platforms are monitoring your use anyway. But I know I have to talk about this a different way because you're not like glued to the keyboard and the mouse and your phone 24/7. You're not like wired in. You're still using it as a tool. So you engage and disengage, right? And the time that you engage is what it's keeping track of. It's keeping track of when you logged in, how long you've been logged in, like it, for you too. It, a lot of these, a lot of this exposure, like screen time and stuff like that, but inside the SaaS platform, it is open for you, the team, to look at personally, or for someone that owns the business to actually look at that like as well, which is the dark side of it, right? Watching all this and calculating these bandwidth analytics. But I mean, that's business, man, right? Like, you know, you don't want to be utilizing something that people aren't, you don't want to have something that people aren't using. You don't want to have that. You're paying for it and it sits there. And so like, it's good to know if it's not being used and who's not using it perfectly, right? Because that person we're all cogs in this giant team machine somehow, and it all breaks down if one of those cogs isn't doing the spinning and connecting like to the rest of the system properly, right? So that's where these bandwidth analytics come in for sure when it comes to human beings interacting and engaging with the SaaS platforms. Anyway, so I was getting at that it knows when you logged in, how long you logged in. But it's like, you can tell when it's like things are happening in it by logs and such, but it's like I said, engage and disengage. So it's like infrequent, but it does show enough that you can have a better idea of how everything's working, right? You can have a better idea of whatever everything's working, and that's time. That's what it is. Like, it really is time. A lot of this outcomes, not hours, is because of this. Because a lot of, if there's a perfect business out there, like let's say you already own the perfect business. I love it when I say that. Then you're probably, everything I'm saying is like a religion to you, and you already know all this, right? You probably know all this. And so it's like you know deep work. You advertise to your team deep work. You know time off. You know, all the things, because everything is automated anyway, and you're just like, you can be a better business because of that, you know, because you value time for your team. You don't want to burn them out. And so giving them everything that they want is like is really the magic. And then teaching the entire business how to use these path of least resistance technologies in combination with the automated technologies that are already running so that they don't have to be stuck in this old, I would say, this technology bubble that isn't as forward as it could be, which tends to be offensive to the entire team or business to business. You start to be offensive because you're a bandwidth vampire. Here we go again.